Judo talk, talk, 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 judo talk, talk.
And hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Judo Talk podcast. I'll say a big thank you to everybody who reached out to me last week, either emails or on social media. Honestly, it was good to be back. It was funny, actually. I looked over just some of the stats of the podcast, and although I hadn't actually recorded anything, it was strange. People were still listening to the podcast. I still had quite a few people talking to me about when's the podcast starting back up, and yeah, it was interesting to see there was still interest, even though I didn't have the time. So yeah, this week I'm trying something a little bit new. I usually use a proper microphone for recording, but I'm just trying to create different ways that I can still create the podcast and produce the content. That doesn't mean I have to sit in like a really quiet room with a microphone, take the time out of the day, and just try and find ways of being able to record the content. So I'm literally just using my headphones on this one to record. So I'm hoping the quality is still going to be okay. It's not going to be unlistenable. You know, I don't want it to be an awful experience to people. So yeah, that's where we are today. And for this podcast, I wanted to talk about, so I always get messages on around marketing. How do I grow my club? What should I be doing? And generally, I think that's one or two steps further on from the conversation you need to be having. And as part of our mastermind groups on Dojo Launchpad, it's definitely something that people ask us, but we refrain from answering those questions straight away, because what we need to do is ascertain where are we within their club, within their growth journey, what capacity does it look like. We have to put some things in place. So I wanted to talk to you about some of those things, about understanding the background before going into marketing and growth and things like that. So there's some real key numbers that we need to understand if we want to grow. Okay, so I'll talk you through. I'll try, because this is numbers, I'm going to try and keep it as simple as possible. I'm also very conscious of the fact it could be quite boring, but I think there's been enough people who have asked me about marketing and growth and all stuff like this. I think it's most probably a worthwhile podcast to go over to help people. So when we're talking about growth, what we've got to look at is what's the capacity for growth, where are we now, where would we like to be in 12 months time. So I've definitely had conversations with people where they go, right, within the next 12 months I would love another 300 members, within the next 12 months I'd love another 100 members. Like the scale varies a lot, but 100%, if you wanted to grow your club by another 300 members by next year, 100% doable. When we come out of COVID, for that first year, it was a bit of a sweet spot. Everybody was looking for sports and stuff coming out of COVID. But in that year, we still signed up over 400 people because we had done the maths. We knew the capacity. We knew what we were able to do. If you're flying into it a little bit blind, it's really hard to prepare for those sorts of numbers. So let's look at this from the point of view of a club with 100 members, and within 12 months they want to get to 200 members. I think I'm just going to use 100. It could be 50. It could be what. I'm just trying to keep the maths as simple as possible. So if you've got 100 members and you want to get to 200, the first thing we need to look at is how many classes do you take currently, and how many spaces on those classes do you have? So let's keep it really simple. So if you've got 100 members, you've got 5 classes, and you've got on average 20 people on each class. Okay, so we then look at what is your capacity. So let's just say you've got capacity for another 10 people on each class. Okay, so you're happy to have 30 people on a class. Now, for some of your younger ones, it might be an additional 5. So some of your bigger ones, it might be an additional 15. But we'll just say we can have 10 more people on each class. Just by doing that simple number or that simple bit of maths, we know we've got space for 50 people because there's 10 spaces on each class. We're doing 5 classes, so already we know we're going to be 50 people short at the end of the year where we are. Okay, so we now know, well, in the background, that's right, we're going to start growing in the areas that we want to grow, but we've also got to put in a plan. Once we hit a certain number, we've got to then add another additional class, another additional 2 classes, and then we can start to plan, well, who are going to take those classes, where are those classes going to be, are they in the same venue, are they in a different venue, do we need to open up earlier? So just by starting off with where we want to be, where we are now, we can start to have a clear little guide of, right, we want to grow by 100, but we're going to be 50 people short. We just don't have that capacity. We then start thinking about, well, if we want another 50 people, where are the, if we're going to have to put on an additional 2 classes, what's the easiest 2 classes to fill? Now, you might be thinking, well, I love teaching teenagers and I love teaching adults, but you might struggle to fill those classes up. So actually, you might set those 2 classes up and then already you've put yourself on a back foot because it's just not as easy to grow those age groups. So potentially it could be your 5 to 7 year olds, your under 10s, whatever it is. But you now know, right, our next 2 classes have to be of an age group where we know we can fill the classes quite simple, okay? So that's quite simple. We know we want to grow by 100. We know we've got to create some extra classes. And with that, we can then start to plan, right, what does that look like? Now, over a year, you could say, right, as long as I sign up 10 people every single month, I'm going to get to 220 people. Everything's going to be great. I'll hit my targets. That'll be perfect. But actually, what we've got to take into consideration is our attrition rate. Now, what is our attrition rate? Our churn rate. Essentially, every single club will lose members every single month. It's pretty much impossible. And if you're a club that doesn't lose any members, firstly, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to know your secret. I'll happily sit down and talk. But from what we generally find is it's just not a number that's tracked. So then it's quite difficult to put an honest answer on that. Now, through industry averages, we know most attrition rates will sit between anywhere between 5 and 8%. So if you've got 100 members, you would lose between 5 and 8 members every single month. Okay. Now, we've tracked ours ever since we've come out of COVID, and we sit around 3%. So let's say, you know, you're exactly the same. Your attrition rate is 3%. If you've got 100 members, people every single month, what we've got to appreciate is our attrition number, if we keep it at 3%, the actual number will grow because what will effectively happen, instead of having 100 members and 3% of that is 3 members, by getting 10 people, you're going to have 110 minus the 3% attrition rate. Now, I'm not going to go through all the variations on the numbers, how many people you're going to lose every single month, but it's really important to start tracking it. It's something you can do. You could easily do on a spreadsheet or something like that, but it changes the dynamic, and it also means that you're going to have to start signing up more people than you initially thought. So, for example, over a year, if you wanted to get to 200 members, you had 100 members, and you were going to sign up 12 people every single month, you would still, in 1 year's time, be 6 people short because of attrition. Okay, so you're still going to miss your goal of your 200 members because you've only signed up 12 people with your attrition. Now, if you can lower your attrition rate, that means you're going to lose less people, which means your sign-up's going to be a lot better. But if you don't, if your attrition rate is higher than that, then all of a sudden it actually becomes quite a battle. So you're going to have to get really, really good at your marketing to be able to fulfill your growth potential, your where you want to be within your growth. So that then question, where are you losing most of your members? Because it might be that actually you don't lose anyone in your under 10s programs, your classes that you do, but actually in your teenagers class you struggle to keep anybody on. It might help you then start to think about, well, do we need to restructure that? A few people that we've spoken do essentially do like 13 years old to adults. That might be a barrier. People might be thinking, well, adults might think, well, I don't really want to train with kids, and kids might be put off with training with adults. So we can then, by knowing our attrition rate and by knowing who is, which classes we're struggling to fill or maintain, it can then help us either pivot so we focus more on younger kids, or we change our programs around to purely just produce a better service for people. Now, once we know our numbers, once we know, right, this is where our potential growth is, this is our attrition rate, we know how many people we're going to have to sign up, but we also know what classes we want to sign them up, that's when you then start diving down into your advertising, your marketing. You start to learn who your customer is, who your potential customer is going to be. And from that point of view, you're in a much stronger position to start to grow your club. What most people do is they just start putting stuff on Facebook, they start posting about their classes, they start to tell everybody how wonderful their club is without really dialing down what is their club, what their membership is, where their space is, who they're trying to attract, and then helping the people that they want to attract with the problems or issues that they have and judo can solve. So for moving forwards, what I think, if you're really interested in growing your club, I think it's worth sitting down, taking some time, looking for your numbers of how many classes do you have, how many members would you like, where would the space be, how would the growth look, and then work out how many people do you lose every single month. Now, it might be if your club's a bit smaller, you're able to do a really good job, so your attrition rate, the amount you lose, is actually quite small. It could be 1%. It might be, you know, sort of one. If you've got 50 members and it's 1%, you're going to lose one person every 2 months, essentially. So all the time it's small and you're able to do a really good job, that could be where your attrition rate is. But what might happen is once you start to grow, once you start to increase your numbers, does your service, does your ability to service your members and give them what they expect, does that diminish? Does your attrition then increase at that point? So these are all things you've got to start thinking about when it comes to growth and when you start mapping out your future for your club. And last week, obviously, I talked about the vision and mission. If you've not listened to that, please do go back. And the importance of your vision and mission is one of the ways that you're going to help grow your club, and it's one of the ways that you're going to be able to inspire people to do a good job within your club, but also join your club. I want people to be honest. Did you keep up with the numbers there around the attrition? I tried to make it quite easy numbers, 100. I know some clubs are much more than that, some clubs are less than that, but I think 100 members is most probably the easiest for us to visualize it, or at least it is for me, the easiest to visualize. And if you've got any questions around growth, mindset around your growth within the club, anything like that, please reach out. The Dojo Launchpad, obviously, our aim is to help growth within judo. We want to help as many people as we can. We're going to be setting up a few projects outside of the Mastermind group as well. We're hoping to do some collaborations with other people as well to basically assist you, the judo club, the judo coach, the you guys as practitioners as well, to help you guys. Because even if you don't own a judo club, even if you don't, if you're not coaching, you're just somebody who loves judo, I'm sure you would benefit greatly by having more people on the mat just like you to train with. I think that's going to be vital for judo's growth. If we can all get behind it and all sort of champion the idea of growing together and increasing our membership, I think it will be really important for us all. So yeah, so not a long one today. I just wanted to dial down into those numbers. I'm going to be coming out to competitions leading up all the way up to Christmas. If you spot me and you want to chat, please do say hello. Sometimes I know when we're at competitions and stuff, it's quite busy. But yeah, please do feel free to reach out. Let me know, is this okay? I mean, I'm sure it won't be. The quality won't be as good as when I've got the microphone, but I'm hoping it's still good enough. And that's what I'm aiming for, to be able to reliably speak is one, but keep producing this over and over again in a format that's doable for me within my schedule. But yeah, have a great one, guys. I look forward to speaking to you all soon. Take care.
Judo talk, judo.